Chapter 5, Section 1, Identifying Opportunity. There exists two different forms of why in business: the why of purpose, i.e. win the game, and the why of movement, i.e. move this piece over that. The why of movement is what I'm going to concentrate on here, but in order to examine this, then we must first understand the landscape, orientate ourselves around this, and then we can determine where to attack. Prior to 2005, I had sat in many meetings where options were presented to myself and my executive team, and then we made a choice based upon financial arguments, gut feel, and concepts of core. We had never used a landscape to help determine where we could attack. This was a first for us and very much a learning exercise. I've taken that earliest map from 2005 and highlighted on it the four areas that we considered had potential. There were many others, but for the sake of introduction, I thought I'd keep it simple. These four wares are shown in Figure 47. See Figure 47, four different wares. For more details. Where 1, we had an existing online photo service that was in decline but which we could concentrate on. There existed many other competitors in this space, many of which were either well financed, for example Ofoto, or ahead of us in terms of offering, for example Flickr. There were also unmet needs that we had found. As a company, we had acquired many capabilities and skills, not necessarily in the online photo business, as the group developed many different types of systems. We also had an internal conflict with our parent company's online photo service, which we built and operated. Whilst our photo service was open to the public, the parent company's service was focused on its camera owners, and we had to tread a careful game here, as our own service was sometimes considered a competitor. We had two external users, our public customers and our parent company, and though not explored in the map above, they had conflicting needs. By meeting the needs of our public consumers in the public site, we could diminish the value seen by our parent company in their own version. For example, making it easier for public consumers to upload images from mobile phones did not sit well with a parent company trying to sell cameras. Where 2, we had anticipated that a code execution platform would become a utility, what today is called serverless. Remember, this was 2005 and long before systems such as AWS Lambda had appeared. We had ample skills in developing coding platforms, but most importantly, we had also learned what not to do through various painful all-encompassing Death Star projects. There would be inertia to this change among product vendors that would benefit us in our land grab. To complicate matters, many existing product customers would also have inertia, and hence we would have to focus on startups, though this required marketing to reach them. There was also a potential trade-off here, as any platform would ultimately be built on some form of utility infrastructure similar to our own Borg system, a private utility compute environment that we operated, providing virtual machines on demand, based on Zen, and this would reduce our capital investment. Our company had mandates from the parent to remain profitable each and every month and to keep headcount fixed, hence I had no room to expand, and any investment made would have to come out of existing monthly profit despite the reserves built up in the bank. A platform play offered the potential to reduce the cost of our other systems and increase the speed of development of our other revenue-generating projects, hence freeing up more valuable time until a point where the platform itself was self-sustaining. Where 3, we had anticipated that a utility infrastructure would appear. We had experience of doing this, but we lacked any significant investment capability. I was also mindful that in some circles of the parent company, we were considered a development shop on the end of a demand pipeline, and the parent was heavily engaged with an external hosting company. In this case, the parental company needs, many of which could be described as political, were potentially in conflict with our business needs. Unfortunately, I had painted ourselves into this corner with my previous efforts to simply survive. If we made this move, then in essence many of these problems were no different from the platform space, except the agility benefits of platform were considered to be higher. The biggest potential challenge to us would not be from existing product, for example server manufacturers, or rental vendors, for example hosting companies, but the likes of Google entering the space. This we expected to happen in the near future and we certainly lacked the financial muscle to compete if it did. It seemed more prudent to prepare to exploit any future move they made. However, that said, it was an attractive option and worth considering. One fly in the ointment was concerns that had been raised by various members of the team on issues of security and potential misuse of our systems by others. It seemed we would have our own inertia to combat due to our own past success with using products, i.e. servers, and despite the existence of Borg. Fighting multiple forms of inertia and the parent company whilst competing against a likely service from Google seemed a bad deal. Wherefore we could instead build something novel and new based upon any utility environments, either infrastructure or platform, that appeared. We understood that using utility systems would reduce our cost of investment, i.e. the gamble in the space. However, any novel thing would still be a gamble and we'd be up against many other companies. Fortunately, we were very adept at agile development and we had many crazy ideas we could pursue generated by the regular hack days we ran. It might be a gamble in the dark, but not one we should dismiss out of hand. It had the benefit of just wait and see. We could continue building and wait for market to launch services we could exploit. Alas, I'm not the sort of person who wants to sit back and watch others create the field before I exploit it. Looking at the map, we had four clear ways we could attack. We could discuss the map, the pros and cons of each move in a manner which wasn't just does this have an ROI and is it core? Instead, we were using the landscape to help us anticipate opportunity and points of attack. I suddenly felt our strategy was becoming more meaningful than just gut feel and copying memes from others. We were thinking about position and movement. I was starting to feel a bit like that wise executive I had met in the lift in the Arts Hotel in Barcelona when he was testing that junior, i.e. me, all those years ago. It felt good, but I wanted more. How do I decide?